Our fourth speaker before we take your questions is Steve Sensky, CEO of the American Soybean Association. Steve?
Thank you, Leslie, and good morning, everybody. I'll be direct. Failure by the Senate to pass a bill to stop Vermont's on-pack GMO labeling will have extensive, costly, and long-lasting negative impacts on farmers, consumers, and food companies in state after state across the nation. If Vermont's mandatory on-package GMO label is allowed to stand, our nation will have a de facto national labeling law as companies label packages to meet this small state's law. And what will happen? Anti-GMO activists have made clear that they will use these labels to scare consumers and drive biotechnology from the marketplace, just as they've done in Europe. Years of agriculture innovation and progress will be lost, forcing America's farmers to turn back the clock. Ag biotechnology has helped farmers to make both insect pest control and weed management safer while safeguarding crops against disease. It has allowed for a significant reduction in the use of pesticides and promoted no-till or reduced tillage agriculture systems that help preserve topsoil from erosion and enhance water quality. Today, over 90% of the soybeans, corn, cotton, and sugar beets grown by U.S. farmers are biotech because of these very benefits. Health agencies from around the world repeatedly have reaffirmed the safety of GMO crops. Yet because of the lack of Senate action, we're on the verge of having one state with a bit over 600,000 people dictate nationwide food policy and the stigmatization of biotechnology through on-pack labeling. The lack of Senate action to find and pass compromise will have serious negative consequences for our nation's farmers. Their crops are in the ground and growing, and they've leveraged their farms to take out operating loans in a depressed agriculture economy. Without Senate action before July 1st, we fully anticipate that more companies will announce reformulation plans to avoid Vermont's stigmatization of biotech on their labels. Markets for the crops that our farmers are growing today will be lost, and the value of farmers' crops will be diminished. Farmers will lose. Ultimately, consumers and the environment will lose as well. That's why we need the Senate to act. The price of failure to reach a compromise is just too high.